The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will be watching over the state of Michigan's shoulder, watching to make sure our drinking water is safe. The EPA will audit the state's drinking water safety program after the State Department of Environmental Quality admitted it failed to use the correct protocols when it approved the switch to the Flint River as the primary source of drinking water for Flint. That mistake led to dangerously high lead levels in the city's drinking water. Flint's Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee is here. Good to have you with us, Congressman.
Thanks. It's good to be back on.
We have spoken on this program with DEQ Director Dan Wyant. We have spoken with water researcher Mark Edwards of Virginia Tech. So we're glad to get your perspective on Flint's water troubles. And you have called on the EPA to conduct an investigation. Is this audit what you're asking for, or are you looking for something with sharper teeth?
Well, it looks like this is going in the direction that I had asked for. I talked to the administrator of the EPA, Gina McCarthy, and asked for a complete review. She asked the regional director, Susan Hedman, to conduct a review. They have done some of that work, but as they have been going through their own review, they made a determination that a complete audit of not just the Flint situation regarding the DEQ and the water issues, but the entire Michigan Department of Environmental Quality program on clean water needed to be looked at. So I'm satisfied that the EPA is taking the complete and exhaustive approach that we all hoped they would. The kinds of questions they're asking are the questions that the public are asking and that I'm curious about. So I'm pleased with the steps that they have taken.
As this has unfolded, what are some of the big questions in your mind, Congressman?
Well, the real question is whether or not the DEQ has been paying attention to the technical questions required in order to actually make sure people have safe water. Just for example, the testing, the regimen that they used in the Flint situation was the wrong one. They were using the process for testing water in a city much smaller than Flint. Another example, even now, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality system or protocol for providing samples tests for lead levels indicates that property owners should flush the water for 5 minutes before drawing a sample, which will not reveal whether or not lead is being released into the system. I mean, virtually everybody, including the EPA, has said this is wrong. It will give false negatives to tests. Mm-hmm. So it seems that there's incompetence or mismanagement or a lack of attention within the Department of Environmental Quality. They sort of have acknowledged that themselves. In this case, though, that kind of failure has consequences, and they could be significant health consequences, and that's why it's such an important set of questions.
And to date, only one official from the Department of Environmental Quality has been reassigned, and that is Water Chief Leanne Schechter-Smith, and that has been it. Do you feel that response to date from the Snyder administration and from the DEQ is adequate?
No, it's not adequate. And for me, actually, I'm less concerned with who apologizes, less concerned with who gets fired or reassigned. Obviously, that's going to have to take place. Whoever failed is going to have to be replaced. But when it comes to accountability and responsibility, my interest is making sure that the people of Flint, you know, are not made to bear the burden and, in effect, the price of this failure. So, yeah, reorganization and DEQ may be important, and an apology would be nice. But when I think about accountability and responsibility, I want the state to tell Flint, no, you don't have to pay the $2 million that was required of you to reconnect to Detroit. And yes, we are going to help you replace all those lead service lines that this mistake actually damaged. And yes, we will provide long-term health support to those young people whose development might be impacted because they've been exposed to lead levels for a year and a half. In other words, I want more than somebody to be fired, more than someone to apologize. I want the state of Michigan to accept responsibility for correcting what they did to this poor city that's already struggling.
I have to, this is going to take a little while for me to ask this question, Congressman, but bear with me because it's something I really wondered about. And I'm wondering if people in Flint can trust that they're going to get the clear, impartial audit and investigation from the EPA. And here's why. When we talked with Dr. Edwards from Virginia Tech, he told us that the EPA's Miguel Del Toro is the lead in water expert. He is the guy. And it was Del Toro who kept pressing the state, trying to find out what kind of corrosion control program was in place once they made the switch to the Flint River. Of course, the state's answers kept shifting, and he kept pressing. So Dr. Edwards writes that this past August, there was a meeting between two of the Flint residents who have extraordinarily high lead levels in their water and DEQ officials, and that includes Leanne Schechter-Smith and spokesperson Brad Werfel. They're saying that Schechter-Smith told them, quote, Mr. Del Toro has been handled, and Flint residents won't be hearing from him again, and his detailed memo that spelled out everything that went wrong with that lack of corrosion control in Flint, quote, would never be finalized. And you know what? That final version of the EPA memo didn't address two of the most stinging criticisms that Mr. Del Toro has aimed at the state, and he's no longer on the Flint water situation. Does that concern you?
Well, no, it doesn't, only because I met with Mr. Del Toro yesterday, and he is on the Flint water situation. In fact, I met with him in Flint yesterday.
Okay.
So there have been some representations made by the MDEQ in an attempt to deflect responsibility in a more broad sense. In other words, there's been an attempt to sort of bring EPA into a higher degree of responsibility, when everything I've seen is that EPA continued to press MDEQ on these questions. And in fact, I see one email exchange where MDEQ flatly misrepresented whether there was corrosion control being utilized. So they were trying to throw Mr. Del Toro under the bus. They were trying to, you know, incite some question about whether EPA was complicit in this. And when Susan Hedman came, the regional director, came to Flint to meet with me yesterday, she brought Mr. Del Toro with her. He is on the Flint task force. I tell you, what I've seen from MDEQ so far is that it's the financial manager's problem. Oh, no, it was actually the city council and the mayor. Oh, no, it was actually EPA. Look, they blew it. The financial manager blew it. I don't know who else at the state made the decision to make this change to the Flint River. Nothing I've seen would indicate to me that EPA did anything other than give MDEQ maybe too much flexibility. I might criticize them for not being as aggressive, but also we got to keep in mind EPA was relying on representation that MDEQ was making to them, mm-hmm. which turned out to be false.
What kind of teeth does the EPA actually have here? I mean, I'm wondering, what does this audit really mean? And then if you are able to get a further investigation, what can it actually do in this situation?
Well, that's actually one of the subjects that I discussed with the EPA team yesterday. They don't believe, and I tend to concur, that there are enough teeth in what the EPA can do. For example, the EPA has never revoked the primacy of a state agency to oversee water quality. The conditions have never occurred. They've never actually seen this kind of a switch to a river water source, so it's an extraordinary situation. But I plan, and I actually asked the EPA to help me identify those areas where they think that they have inadequate statutory authority to do the things that they should do. I'm not convinced of that yet, and I think this is where I may have some disagreement with EPA, mm-hmm. but I'm going to give them an opportunity to show me where their authority might be lacking. And my intention is, if there are places where statutory authority is inadequate, as a legislator, I am going to go after those and make sure that EPA does have the authority it needs to make sure that the state of Michigan or any other state in the United States ensures clean water and doesn't have the excuse of not adequate authority.
And it kind of dovetailing on that, what do you think, Congressman, it's going to take to ensure that in this state, saving money will not trump public health and safety again going forward?
Well, I think using this as an example of how this sort of bean counter approach to managing cities has consequences that are not only human consequences, but for those bean counters, they need to understand that that also has a financial cost. They're going to have to understand that. And this is a criticism not just of the Snyder administration, although it's a valid criticism of them, but I think even others' voices who often refer to the need to treat government, quote, like a business. Well, you can bankrupt a business, you can dissemble a business, you can sell off the parts and put it away. Cities are human organisms. You can't just simply treat it as if, well, you know what, we'll save money over here and the balance sheet looks better. In this case, what was the effect? Lead-laced water going into the bodies of children. It is a clear, tangible example of how this balance sheet approach to managing communities is a completely false metaphor. That's not the way cities run. That's not the way communities run. Sadly, this is one of the ways I've seen the Snyder administration look at problems as balance sheet problems, and they really failed because of that in this case.
Flint's Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee. Thanks so much, Congressman.
Thank you very much.